Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Now, tourism and 100 national tourist sites. Supposedly, the city of Kabile that thrived in what is now southeastern Bulgaria was named after the Thracian mother of gods, Cybele, portrayed on the rocks of the Zaychivrek shrine. It was at the foot of this ancient astronomical observatory where one of the busiest trade and cultural centers in ancient Thrace emerged. Kabile is the only Thracian city in Bulgaria that has been thoroughly researched. Its remains are scattered around the present-day town of Yambol. They have been restored and subject to conservation, and a state-of-the-art museum collection showcases artifacts found in the region. The collection has been financed with European funds, and its key highlight is Kabile's archaeological reserve. There is no modern town built over the territory of ancient Kabile, and this has facilitated archaeological research and conservation. It is supposed that the foundations of the city were laid at the end of the second millennium BC. In the course of centuries, the settlement expanded, got encircled by thick defensive walls, while at the same time houses, streets and temples were built. In 341 BC, Alexander of Macedon conquered the city, but after the collapse of his huge empire, Kabile was retaken by the Thracian tribe of Odrysi and became the residence of kings Spartok and Skostok. At the end of the 3rd and the early 2nd century BC, Kabile was one of the most prosperous cities in this part of Europe and had 7,000 citizens. Archaeologists have come across a temple to goddess Artemis, the patron of the local population, an altar to Apollo, houses and commercial buildings, a big city square and a grain store. Judging from archaeological finds, the city was the home of many wealthy people, says Stefan Bakırcıyev, director of the Regional Museum of History in Yambol. Sophisticated cutlery, lavish jewels, glass lacrimatories from Egypt, tear catchers, bottles or cups used to collect tears during funerals, numerous amphorae with seals from remote lands. All this speaks of well-to-do residents, open to the world for various influences. Kabile had its own mint to cut bronze and silver coins with the portrait of Artemis. Later, in the Roman Empire, the city turned into one of the largest military camps in the province of Thrace. The total of 15 archaeological sites have been found and researched here. These include parts of Thracian defensive walls and towers, two Roman thermae, two large barracks, a late antiquity neighborhood, early Christian basilicas, etc., Stefan Bakırcıyev goes on to say. Some of those buildings have been restored, conserved, and accessible for tourists.
Kabile е един от най-ранните и големи християнски центрове на територията на днешните български земи. Базиликата, която е открита, е може би.
Kabile was a major early Christian center in what is Bulgaria today, and a basilica from the 4th century is maybe the largest one surviving in the country. According to historical sources, Severus, the bishop of Kabile, took part in the Second Ecumenical Council in Serdica, held in 342. It is not accidental that we have two early Christian basilicas here. Mosaic pieces from one of them are displayed in the museum, and the other one had a baptisterium, a christening chamber. We suppose that some of the earliest Christians in Europe lived in Kabile, said Stefan Bakırcıyev. However, just like many other cities, Kabile had its rise and fall. Following close to 1.5 millennia of existence, the city of Alexander of Macedon, of the Thracian kings Partok and Skostok, and of Roman legionaries collapsed as barbarian tribes invaded the region in the 6th century.
Вероятно, авари, славяни, ранни прабългари и същевременно това е било съчетано и вероятно с някакво голямо земетресение, което е променило.
In all likelihood, those were Avars, Slavs and Proto-Bulgarians. There was a strong earthquake at that time that affected the bed of the nearby river Tunja. Its bed moved 2 kilometers aside. The sophisticated sewage system broke down and people fled the city, Stefan Bakrjiev said. This was the end of Kabyle, the legendary city well known in the era of antiquity. Today, the prosperous trade and cultural center has survived with a few ruins and with the sophisticated artifacts in the museum of the archaeological reserve near Yambol. We can learn how its residents lived from reenactments organized in something like a castellum or a Roman camp, where enthusiasts dressed up as Roman legionnaires present colorful shows to the visitors of the reserve.